In this module, we're going to talk about the things that you need to do on an ongoing basis, year to year, in order to maintain your LLC. You're going to maintain it at the state, you're going to maintain it for the IRS, and you're going to maintain it in your own documents for the liability shielding. We're also going to talk about some of the techniques that allow you to use your LLC in order to make more money. How do you control taxes? How do you shift income to the family? How do you use the LLC for estate planning? There are just tons of neat things that you can do with an LLC that you can't do as an individual, and some of them you can't even do with another type of business entity. First of all, let's talk about the maintenance issues. You're going to have to take minutes for your LLC in the meetings. It's not hard. What you're going to do is take the download, and on the download, there are examples of the minutes. They're in Word documents, so what you're going to do is type on those, and monthly, weekly, annually, however often you need to, you're going to update those minutes. What you're going to do is just bring that up, start typing. You're going to make a minute entry saying that the members authorized this, the members did this, or the managers did this, and it was done for this business reason. Whenever you take minutes, you want to keep it very short. For example, if you're going to fire one of your employees, you want to simply say, "Fired John." You don't want to go into the fact that you fired John because nobody in the office liked him. That's not a reason for firing somebody today. You're going to get in trouble if you do that. These minutes are going to end up being public information. What you write down makes a big difference. And basically in the minutes, you want to write the least amount possible. All you are doing is confirming that an action was taken, the date, the time that it was taken. You don't need to give reasons in the minutes. All you're doing is confirming what happened. You're not justifying what happened. The minutes we pretty well covered. There are lots of other things that you have to do in order to maintain a corporation. Now, you might note that we're not going to have a ton of those things in order to maintain the LLCs. That's one major advantage to the LLC over a corporation. You can get the corporate tax structure, but you don't have to maintain nearly as many things with an LLC as you do with a corporation. In fact, some states have even passed laws which basically say the only way you're going to lose your liability shielding with the LLC is to do bad things like commingle money or fail to pay your state fee. In some states like Utah, that's a whopping $12. California, it becomes very significant. You have to pay the state fees. You have to do a few things, but as long as those few things are done, the LLC's liability shield will hold. Like I say, corporation, you have to do a lot more things. I do want you to keep minutes. You do have to have your annual meetings. You keep minutes in the meetings just like you would the corporation. You give all of the notices. You set up the checking accounts. You don't commingle the money. When all of these things are done, the limited liability company offers excellent liability shielding. If you change the membership interests, you get a new member, you give part of your membership interests to the children in a year, you're going to have to go back and change in the operating agreement the amount of interest that each member has. You might remember that if you are actually changing the number of members, you add a member, you actually have to go back and change the articles of organization with the state in order to add the additional member. And actually, that works in the opposite respect. If you take off a member, you have to change that with the state. File an amended articles of organization. And when I say make an amendment to the articles of organization, what you're going to do is use the exact same form, except up at the top, it's going to have the word amended articles of organization. You're still going to fill out the entire form like I taught you to fill it out, list all of the members. Some states actually require the membership interests to also be listed, but most don't. Let's go through the actual mechanics of an annual meeting for 2 seconds. You're going to notice the meeting the way your operating agreement says that you have to notice the meeting. That means you give yourself notice. You're going to show up at the meeting. You're probably going to be the only guy there. You sit down at the table. You open the meeting. You're going to follow the same format for each meeting. Let's go through the format for 2 seconds. You'll notice in the files that you've downloaded that there are minutes of a member's meeting for an LLC. Starts out, it says pursuant to notice, and you're going to fill in the blank. Notice given on such and such a date, a meeting of the members of the above company. That's in the title is the name of your LLC. The above company was held on, you put the date and the time, and then the location at probably your home address or your office address, wherever the meeting was held. The purpose of the meeting was, you're going to keep it brief, simply annual meeting or special meeting. Special meeting is a meeting that's called, and you will note in the operating agreement, it tells you how to call or notice a special meeting. Anytime there's something big that goes on in the LLC, you need a special meeting to make sure that it's authorized. For example, the LLC is going to buy a piece of property. The LLC is going to enter into a major contract. You should probably have a special meeting in order to authorize the managers to sign the contract or to sell or buy the piece of property. Actually, those types of things could be just entered into the minutes. That would be okay. Other reasons that you might want to call a special meeting is if you're going to fire one of your managers, then the members are going to have to get together and terminate the manager and elect new managers. If you're going to terminate the business, that would probably qualify as a special meeting. But most of the business is going to be done in the minutes and in the annual meeting. A quorum, we need a quorum, a majority of the voting membership. If you're the only guy and you're there, you're probably a quorum. So you're just going to list the members' names down there in order to establish that you had a quorum of members. Election of a chairperson and secretary. You're going to fill in the individual's name and say that they were appointed chairperson of the meeting, so that person's going to conduct the meeting. You're probably going to be the person that conducts the meeting, and you're probably going to also be the secretary of the meeting. That means you are wearing two hats at this meeting. And by the end of the meeting, you're actually going to be wearing a bunch more hats. You're going to elect managers. And you're just going to simply list the name of the manager and the term for which they are elected. That term is probably going to be a 1-year period. You're going to elect them to manage the LLC until the next annual meeting. Now, it might be a good idea in your first meeting to elect your manager, that would be you, and to have them serve for the term of 20 years or the entire life of the LLC. That makes it so that when somebody takes away one of your members' membership interests in a lawsuit or through some other mechanism, they can't come in and just take out the manager at the next annual meeting. They're going to have to jump a lot more hoops to get rid of you as the manager, and you want to be the manager. Even if somebody else owns an interest in the company, if you're the manager, the funny thing is, you can do a lot to make that guy's life miserable. If the manager has been elected for the term or the entire life of the LLC, then each year you're simply going to approve or ratify that manager as a manager once again during the year's period.